It is time once again for JMI Wealth's Andrew Keller. A very good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
So we're going to get burned eventually in Tesla when you're buying shares at $8,000-$9,000 a piece and you're just thinking how long. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is insane. Remarkable is the way I like to describe it. It's just a remarkable story. And Mike, we haven't talked about Tesla for a while. We've seen the very well publicised lift in the share price. And for listeners out there that might not have been following this, the Tesla share price has risen more than 60%. In the last month, at the end of last month, it was just over $1,000, and it's been as high as, you know, over $1,600. So actually, share price under a little bit of pressure today. It's down just under 5%. And so just maybe seeing a little bit of profit taking there. I mean, yes, it is quite scary in some senses. It does seem unsustainable. There's a huge divergence of opinion about this company, Mike. I mean, on the one hand, you've got the non-believers, and they point to what they call accounting chicanery. And then you've got the acolytes that predict sort of further aggressive price targets to the upside. The last couple of days, they've released their fourth quarter results, and this is only prompted more debate along those lines that I've just mentioned. So they've actually generated a fourth consecutive quarterly profit. They reiterated their target of delivering 500,000 vehicles in 2020, although they did say that achieving this goal has become sort of more difficult. And one important change we have seen over the last year is now a higher proportion of production now coming out of Shanghai. Their current production capacity of 200,000 cars. Those are all Model 3s. The Model Y, I think, is they're going to put that out in 2021. That's coming out of the Shanghai Gigafactory. They've got another Gigafactory coming in Berlin. And if you're interested in these things, have a look at these online. I mean, they are remarkable facilities. Mm. Just in terms of the results, I mean, cash flow looked good. The profit outcome was helped by the sale of regulatory tax credits. That's been greeted with some criticism. So $104 million profit, $2.18 a share versus consensus analyst expectations of a small loss. But what's really interesting, Mike, I think, is this talk about inclusion of Tesla in the S&P 500 index. Now, we talk about this benchmark index all the time, and to be included in the index, my understanding is the company must report an accumulated profit over four consecutive quarters, including the most recent. Tesla's really unusual because it's a massive company and it's not included in the index because it, you know, hasn't fulfilled that category. So has this been driving some of the share price gain? So have we already seen that? Well, that remains to be seen, but keep coming back to it. Remarkable story.
Indeed. Now, TY very much the centre of attention today, and Winston's on the program after 7 o'clock this morning. So the big question is, the problem with TY when it closes down, where do you put the power? And getting it north is the issue, and they're sort of working on that.
They are. So this is absolutely, and this is all sits with Transpower, really. So following the news that the TY will close, or it's expected to close, Transpower's had to have a look at its options. So Transpower manage the national grid. That's the infrastructure that moves power up and down the country. Then your regional lines companies then deliver it to your house from the Transpower, the big lines to the little lines. Now, the thing is that all of the, to keep the hydro, you know, to keep the smelter going, you've got all this hydro power, but no TY, what do you do with the power? Well, happy days if you can share it around, but it's not as easy as that because we need some infrastructure. And some of that power is hardwired to the smelter. So you need this thing called the Clutha Upper Waitaki Lines Project. And Transpower is going to accelerate that work now. Now, they previously were looking at that not being done until 2023, but they're going to get it done quicker, and they're going to tell us by the end of August as to when they will have that finished. So that means more power going around the South Island, should mean cheaper power for users in the South Island, but you've still got the issue of getting it to the North Island, and you've got those big cables under the Cook Strait. That's another issue they've got to deal with. But without that South Island project, that Lower South Island project, you effectively have stranded power if it's not going to TY. So good news if we can get it further around the country.
Give us some numbers.
Yeah, looking a little bit soft, actually. There's a jobless claims numbers in the US putting a bit of pressure on the markets. The Dow Jones, 26,604, down 406 points, 1.5% fall. The S&P 500, 3,236, down about 40 points. And the NASDAQ under a bit of pressure, down 2.5%, 268 points at the moment. 10,483. The FTSE 100, 6211, up 4. The Nikkei, 22751, down 132 yesterday. That's about 0.6%. Shanghai Composite down 8, closing at 3325. The ASX 200 gained 19, 6094. And we lost 30 points on the NZX 50, 11,693. It's about a quarter of a percent loss on the currencies, 0.6634 against the US dollar, 0.9335 against the Aussie, 0.5715 euro, 0.5207 pounds, 70.86 yen. Gold continues to be very strong, $1,887.44. Brent crude, $43.79.
Have a most excellent weekend. Appreciate all your energy this week. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.